With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. There's an all-candidates event tonight for the Lambton Camp Middlesex riding. That's in Watford. The Christian Farmers Federation of Ontario has invited all 8 candidates to take part to discuss critical issues affecting the region. You can find the details of the meeting on our website. There's another all-candidates meeting tomorrow night in Strathroy and a third all-candidates meeting on Friday in Dresden. Election day is May 2nd. Advance voting is already underway. A man with connections to Chatham Kent who was wanted on a Canada-wide warrant is now in custody. Police say 30-year-old Nicholas McCullough was arrested in London. He's facing multiple charges, including 2 counts of robbery and 2 counts of assault with a weapon in connection with a violent home invasion in Windsor on March 18th. Police say 2 men who were wearing masks and carrying a gun went into the home and allegedly assaulted 2 elderly residents before stealing a large amount of jewelry. Officers say 4 men, including McCullough, have been arrested and charged in connection with the case. And this isn't your typical Sunday afternoon driver. OPP say they stopped a 55-year-old man from Etobicoke who was going more than 60 kilometers per hour over the limit on Highway 401 just outside of Chatham-Kent. That was shortly before 2 o'clock in the afternoon Sunday. Officers say they stopped him in the eastbound lanes and charged him with stunt driving, so his vehicle and his license were both taken away temporarily. The Leafs have evened up their first-round playoff series against Boston. Toronto took down the Bruins 3-2 to split the first 2 games. The Edmonton Oilers opened their series against the Kings with a 7-4 win. The Hurricanes came back to beat the Islanders to take a 2-0 series lead. Dallas lost Game 1 against Vegas 4-3. The Blue Jays beat the Royals 5-3, while the Tigers took down Tampa Bay 7-1. And in the NBA playoffs, the Denver Nuggets got by the LA Lakers to take a 2-0 series lead. The Knicks now have a 2-0 series lead on the 76ers, and Cleveland beat Orlando. Cloudy today with a good chance of showers and a high of 15 Celsius. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers again, low 7. Tomorrow, cloudy to start, clearing in the afternoon though, and a high of 10. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.